Mr. Vice Chair, I have the honour to speak on behalf of the European Union and its member states. The candidate countries, the Republic of North Macedonia, Montenegro and Albania, aligned themselves with this statement. This has been quite a year. Although much of the world came to a halt or slowed down due to the pandemic, conflicts, violence and persecution continued unabatedly in many parts of the world, despite the UN Secretary General's call for a global ceasefire. A new worrying crisis erupted and unfolded, including in Ethiopia, Mozambique, Myanmar, and most recently in Afghanistan. This 70th anniversary of the 1951 Refugee Convention has been anything but festive, as forced displacement has reached new record levels, and it's clear that the work of the UNHCR is more relevant and necessary than ever. We are deeply concerned about the recent developments in Afghanistan. The EU and its member states stand by the Afghan people and remain committed to supporting them in the country and in neighbouring countries. We're organising a high-level forum on 7th October to provide protection to Afghans at risk. In addition to enhancing the humanitarian response inside Afghanistan and in the region, support could be provided in the form of resettlement and humanitarian admission on a voluntary basis, prioritising vulnerable persons such as women and children. We appreciate UNHCR's ability to stay and deliver together with its partner organisations in increasingly challenging circumstances. The EU and its member states remain strong supporters of your work and mandate, politically as well as financially, and as always, you can count on our partnership. We know that the immediate health effects of COVID-19 are far from over in many parts of the world, and that the socio-economic effects of the pandemic will stay with us for a long time to come. The EU and its member states share the concern about the disproportionate effect of the pandemic, including for refugees, asylum seekers and other persons of concern to UNHCR, who are among those most impacted by the crisis. We commend UNHCR for consistently advocating for the inclusion of persons of concern in national vaccination plans, health responses and other services to mitigate the negative impacts of the pandemic. Since December 2020, the EU has exported close to 700 million vaccine doses to 55 countries. With €3.2 billion in pledges, the EU remains the main financial donor to COVAX together with the US. The European Union is committed to ensuring universal and equitable access to safe and effective COVID-19 vaccines. No one is safe until everyone is safe. The EU and its member states are particularly concerned about the impact of the pandemic on women and girls, including the alarming increase of sexual and gender-based violence and other forms of violence and abuse. We urge UNHCR to pay particular attention to address these specific protection challenges and needs, including by stepping up efforts to prevent, mitigate and respond, and support access to sexual and reproductive health care services, as well as mental health and psychosocial support. We're also alarmed by the disruption in education for refugees, particularly for girls, and encourage efforts by UNHCR and states to increase access to education, as well as employment and livelihood opportunities, and addressing the needs of persons in particular vulnerable situations. The EU and its member states believe that ExCom conclusions on international protection and durable solutions in the context of a public health emergency are timely and highly relevant and would send an important message of support and guidance from this committee. We express our support and appreciation for the work of the rapporteur, the ExCom Bureau and the UNHCR team, and hope that this committee will adopt with consensus the proposed text, which enjoys the support of the vast majority of ExCom members. Mr. Vice Chair, despite the challenges caused by the pandemic, the EU and its member states have continued to provide international protection and assistance to persons fleeing war and persecution by granting protection inside Europe. The right to seek asylum and the principle of non-refoulement are enshrined in the EU Charter of Fundamental Rights. In recent months, we have seen attempts by states to exploit the vulnerability of human beings for political purposes. The instrumentalization of migrants and refugees by states is utterly unacceptable and violates fundamental European values and principles. The EU and its member states condemn any attempts to instrumentalize migrants and refugees by orchestrating their flow across EU external borders for political motives. We remain determined to protect the EU's external borders and prevent abuse of the EU asylum system. We reiterate our commitment to saving lives and supporting those in need of international protection, as confirmed in the new Pact on Migration and Asylum proposed by the European Commission. At the same time, we need to ensure effective return of those with no right to stay and step up efforts to combat migrant smuggling and trafficking in human beings. The EU and its member states are working to further strengthening engagements beyond our borders through mutually beneficial and comprehensive partnerships with partner countries. We commend countries hosting large refugee populations for their continuous efforts and generosity. The EU and its member states are committed to doing their part to contribute to greater international burden and responsibility sharing for refugees globally, as well as addressing the root causes of forced displacement. Together with its member states, the EU continues to be the leading donor to support responses to major refugee crises, bringing together humanitarian and development efforts in line with the EU policy on forced displacement. The first Global Refugee Forum, held in Geneva almost 2 years ago, was an important step in the direction of bringing together a wider group of old and new stakeholders dedicated to the refugee cause. While the world has definitely changed since then, we must not lose the important momentum generated by the GRF towards strengthening global solidarity and burden and responsibility sharing. The EU and its member states look forward to the high-level officials meeting in December, which will provide an opportunity to take stock as far as fulfilling the commitments and pledges made at the GRF goes, and to help identify opportunities and priorities as we go forward. Mr. Vice Chair, to meet the growing and complex challenges of forced displacement, UNHCR must remain vigilant. The EU and its member states appreciate the High Commissioner's Internal Transformation Initiative, which has grown somewhat organically over the past few years from the initial HQ review and regionalization process to a more comprehensive reform of structures, systems and processes. We are pleased to hear that the regionalization contributed to the quality of the response to stay and deliver during the pandemic by providing greater support to operations. We also commend efforts to strengthen integrity and oversight functions, risk management and programming based on results. Lastly, we encourage UNHCR to continue clarifying roles and responsibilities with other UN agencies, as well as investing in new partnerships. Thank you, Mr. Vice Chair.